Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
We give you praise, Jesus. We thank you for your word. We thank you for Calvary. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for the victory we are enjoying. We've been enjoying. We will keep enjoying in your name. Bless His name forever. The Bible says, thinking of what the Lord has done for us, then it says, our hearts overflowing with thankfulness. It says, thinking of what the Lord has done for us, then it says, our hearts overflowing with thankfulness. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When I think of the mercies of Jesus and all He has done for me, my very soul will sing hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. When I think of the mercies of Jesus and all He has done for me, my very soul will sing hallelujah. Oh, praise God for saving me. Oh, when we think of the goodness of Jesus and all He has done for us, our very souls will sing hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. Oh, Rashabakaba, my very soul will sing hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. My very soul will sing hallelujah. Hey, praise God for saving me. When I think of your grace, your mercy, Jesus, and all you have done for me, my very soul will sing hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. Oh, Rabba Shakaba, my very soul will sing hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. Shiramakayaro, my very soul will sing hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, Rabashakabashukaba. Oh, my very soul will sing sing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Abushababa. Rabakababa. Brokabashaba. My very soul will sing. Hallelujah. Hey, praise God. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Shabaraka baba. Oh, namashera na ya thera bo shara bo. Oh, Lord, my very soul will say, hallelujah, praise God for saying. Let's sing together. My very soul cries out, hallelujah.
Praise God for saving me.
You called out my name. Knew my past, covered my shame. These amazing grace you've shown, so patiently you've shown, so patiently, and you waited for me, just for me. And you waited for me, just for me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we give you praise for your wonders. We thank you. In Jesus' gracious name, we worship. All right, so let's get into the word. Are you set? You didn't want heaven without us, but Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. You know, there are certain songs, you see the lyrics, you are wondering how the people even got the inspiration. It's so beautiful. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ our King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to these. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. Death could not hold you, the veil tore before you. You silenced the power of sin and guilt. The heavens are open, the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no equal, you have no rival, now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. your name is the light that the shadows can deny. Your name cannot be owned. Your name Your name So we send Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus. You silence fear, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. You silence. I want to talk about the glory of the gospel. Amen. So I need you all to listen. Be excited, but listen more than you are excited. The listening should spur the excitement. Are we together? Hallelujah. I believe our keyboard is not this one. You have won the victory. Hallelujah. You have won it all for me. That could not hold you down. For you are the risen King. You seated in majesty, seated in majesty. You are the risen King. Let's start with Romans 1 and 16. Are you here? Let's see 1 Corinthians 15, 3, from verse 3. See something briefly. First Corinthians 15:3. You all read, want to read. Next part of scripture. All right, next part of scripture. Keep on reading. Next part of scripture. Keep on reading. Verse Did you enjoy everything you read? Go back to verse 2. That's what I'm looking for. I hope you were blessed. Well, let's read verse 2. That's where the message is. I was wondering why we're going so far. Now read. Want to go? Said you are saved if you hold fast the word that has been preached. What's happening over here? Off your phones, everybody around here. Off it off. Just off the phone, I mean. Don't even put it on flight mode. It said, by which also you are saved if you hold fast the word which I preached to you. It says, unless you believed in me. I was looking for this part of scriptures that says, if you don't forget. I think it's in 1 Corinthians 15. Showing the possibility that one can hear the gospel and forget. I think James even makes it more clearer in James 1 around 12. Let's read James 1 around 12. So that we see the word in clear terms. I know there's one in 1 Corinthians 15. I can't put my hands there. I haven't thought it's this one, but it's not looking like it. I perceive something. That's why I just switched to show you this scripture. It's not part of my plan. It said, blessed is the man who endures temptation. For when he's blah, blah, blah. Next part of scripture. Verse 23. Alright. He said, if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, if anyone hears the word and can't do the word, he is like a man observing his what? Natural face in a mirror. Are you guys here? Are you sure? He's what? Observing. A mighty anointing for teaching tonight. Give me all right there. It said it is because that person is observing his what? Natural face. Something just poured in my heart. I just wanted to show you guys something. Why? So that I don't forget, somebody can be so dope in the things of God. Is dope the right word? Is it a spiritual word? Well, it's quite neutral. Amen. Why somebody can be quite dope in the things of God and then begin to slack. You like the word I choose? Say you're smiling. Pastor said dope. You're happy. Why somebody can be alive in the things of God? I'm hearing sharp. I just want to use spiritual words. Alive in the things of God, and all of a sudden the person is becoming dull with time. You know, Jesus spoke about a church like that. He said, come back to your word, first love. Because they were hot and suddenly they became very cold. So when Jesus was speaking to the angel, the word angel there is not actually a literal angel. It means the pastor over the church. Are we together? Don't think every word in scripture for angel now is pastor, is in that contest. Are we together? So they decided to use the word angel there. And when God spoke to the angel, the pastor in charge of that church, that ministry, he was not happy with the fact that the congregation was once hot and suddenly they were cold. Then he told them to come back to their first love. And when God speaks to one, he speaks to all. Why? Because there's no temptation that is not common to man. It simply means even in our days, things like these can what? Happen. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Isn't it amazing that when you read from Paul's writing to Timothy, Titus, and etc., you can still find where the same things that are happening in our churches today were happening there? You see them, right? So it's common to man has always been man. Do you understand? You have to be different. Say, I'm different. I think way back I saw a lady's post on Facebook. She wrote, be different. Every man comes to my DM and said, I love you. Be different. say something different. So I started laughing. And I said, what should another person actually say? Say, I hate you. What am I trying to say? Even though men have been like that through scriptures, you can be what? Different. Be different. So James 1:23 says, if a man hears the word and cannot do the word, why? Why will he not be able to do the word? Or why is he not doing the word? What is the answer here? See, the reason is what? The reason is because he sees his what? Sees his natural face in the mirror. Do you understand? It's because he sees. You people are laughing at my short hand. He sees his what? Natural face in the mirror. Meaning if you hear the word every time, listen, you want to be intelligent as a student of the word, learn to listen. Don't be doing, I no care. Me, I know the sabi word of God. Even book, I know sabi. Focus. You understand? Some people don't care. They're in church, they don't care to know the word. It's a time for praise. I'll just go and sing, my praise, waiting I go give to you. Now my calling be that. Focus. Some of you in choir may not even be singers. Your natural call may be an apostle. You probably are there for a while. Focus. You pour into your natural call. Your supernatural call, I mean, by the Holy Spirit. You, some of you seated there, maybe Allah is even a man of God. Who knows? You may start there. You know, it's true. Some of you started in church. You started playing keyboard. Maybe this man now is an apostle. It's true. You just come to church, now choose something you like. You start doing it. You don't think that's how you do it till you die. Who told you? When you get serious with God and we push you into the spirit, and you pray in tongues for like 5 hours, you have never done it before. You are always going for rehearsal and singing and scoring songs. But one day he came and they say pray 5 hours. You just be shocked. Suddenly, you start seeing different things. Do it for 1 week. Appetite for keyboard will start dying. Why? I'm not saying everybody that prays like that, appetite for what we're doing will die. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I'm saying for some probably that are called into certain areas. I was encouraging a lady. She likes music so much. I said to her, the sound should be deep. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Yes. So, where was I? Talking about the call. Yes, she likes music so much and she even opened a YouTube channel for music. And I sent a message before that they should tell her to go to another team that she's not called to sing, because my eyes were open. I saw her preaching the gospel. So when I see you preaching the gospel, I don't call you and say, come and be pastor immediately. No, I just change your call so that you will hate the thing you were doing before. And I'll push you towards what will gravitate you towards your calling. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So you should join an administrative team like counseling welfare, where there's nothing, just to greet people and talk to people nicely. That's the only thing she should be doing. You know, wondering what has happened to her life. But she still had that passion for music, wondering why I had to change her. You know, there's somebody I changed to. That is Betty. Betty was in the ushering team. So one day, I was teaching and I felt like she should change to prayer team. And when I passed the news, she cried because she was so glued to her team. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And they cried and hugged themselves. She was a treasurer. She gave them the money. And she moved to a prayer team, a land of no return. She just entered into a new land. I was looking at everybody and they would just be praying. Suddenly she entered there and started praying. All her laziness broke. Bwah! So I've seen something different. Amen. Sometimes I wake up in the night, I'll see her update status that she's coding. I hope she's praying too when she codes. Amen. Now, it is because it's not like prayer ushering team don't pray. Are we together? But she needs to enter into that prayer team because God wants to do something. If she persists more in prayer, are you able to get what I'm trying to say? So I pushed her there, even though I was not sure what God wanted to do, but I'm sure she's understanding it to an extent. So I told the lady that I said they should remove you from choir, and you felt bad, isn't it? She neglected to answer. I'm sure she was bad. She felt bad at me. I said, it is not because I hate your singing. She knows how to sing. And I told her my story. I said I liked singing because I just liked music. When I started the faith, even as a human being, without the Holy Spirit, I wasn't filled with the Holy Spirit. I was not a serious Christian, but I liked music. If you ask about me in secondary school, before the lectures or the teaching will start in the morning, people will gather around me and I'll be singing for them. I sing Westlife, you know the song, right? So like that. You know that song? I swear I won't cry, even as tears flows my eye. I swear I won't cry, any other girl I've met before. You know the songs? Tell me what makes a man. See, some of you are happy. Wanna give you all this. I used to sing those songs. And I was so passionate. My voice was more sharper. People, you have a calling to sing. You can sing. Then I'll not enter R. Kelly. I'll not enter Michael Jackson. Storm is over. Storm is over now. I like the song. He wants to win. Hallelujah. Then the Michael Jackson. Every of those nice songs, I used to sing them. Speechless. You know, I used to sing them. I know some of you are very happy now. You are remembering, you know. Wise men say only fools rush in. You know those songs? But I'll fall in love. All the songs. I still like this one. I used to sing it for Mama T. This one is not evil. The days this song was raining, there was not this kind of sin happening in the world. So it was still valid. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? These men that sang this song were going to church those days. But the ones, we don't understand them. That time you can be singing love song and be a Christian. Do you guys get what I'm trying to say? You can be a friend to Dom Wen and you are singing love song. But these days, we don't understand whether it's lost song, Abi. Lost song. Alright? So I will sing those songs. I mean, I sang everything. Then as I entered the gospel, and I said, okay, since I was singing in the worldly area, God wants me to actually amplify. You know, some of you think like that, right? You were doing something in the world. When you get into the Christendom, you think that thing you were doing is what you should do. In the gospel, are you people get what I'm trying to say? There are many rappers today that if they become Christian, they will not be rappers, they'll be church cleaners. That's their assignment. It's not a joke, it's the truth. Somebody like Davido now may not have a calling to sing when he becomes a Christian. Because if, for instance, you tell him to lead worship song, church will scatter. Because there'll be nothing to fine tune the voice. Are you even getting what I'm trying to say? You have to use. You don't appreciate what you. You know. You don't know what you know. You don't appreciate what you have. Let me put it like that. The Sonis, the Oche, the Kiras, they will come and sing. You will be. You are enjoying it. But some of those folks, if they talk, if they sing here, you run. Some of them, God will put them in prayer group. That's where God will put them. Because even God likes me good music. It's the truth. Hallelujah to Jesus. So don't think that what you are doing there. So for me, that's what I thought. I was giving the lady a gist. Amen. Hallelujah. I was giving her gist. As I was telling her this, she was laughing. I said, when I got into the gospel, I started singing gospel songs. When I sing, church will be happy. I will sing, they'll come and dash me money after church service. There's this big woman. Anytime I say, I will sing very well. She just, my son, come. You bless me. She don't give me money. It was like that. So I never imagined that anything would take me out of music. Because I had friends who liked music. I thought I was so good. And God would never want me to do anything else than sing. greatest shock of my life was the first time somebody had the impetus to prophesy to me that I will not sing music. I was so shocked that I looked at the person and immediately I said, you are a fake prophet in my heart. Because to me, he doesn't even know the level at which I sing. You know what? He heard me singing and passing his house. So he had to rush out. Checked me out twice. The second time he called me, he said, the way you sang, the presence of God engulfed me. So I was happy listening to him. He said, my goodness, you have the anointing. But the Lord said he's even doing beyond music. You're not even going to sing. I said, I've heard you. I left him. Meanwhile, prior to that time, I love to read the word of God more than I would sing. I like to sing, but you will see somebody that likes to sing reading the Bible 24/7. He's always reading the Bible, finishing chapters, finishing the Bible. I had this passion to read and write. But I didn't feel like that was anything connected to my core. I felt like I was doing that to understand the word of God more and become a better gospel singer. Until it dawned on me personally when God called me into full-time ministry and told me my call, the prophetic and the teaching grace upon me. I was so shocked. So the only thing I use music to do is to sing before worship and sing before teaching and sing during teaching. You know, one time I was teaching here, after I was done, someone made me say, sir, there are some pastors that sing and preach in this nation and they don't have half the voice you have. What if you sing, release album and preach? What do you think? It's nice. You make money. And I laughed. I know what God has called me to do. Even though I can sing, it's not my call to sing. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? That's why I only do it around this teaching capacity. So I told that the call of God is mighty upon your life. But you see, this good thing you like, this good thing, music, can become a distraction. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? It can. So it's an advice, again, as I'm teaching, that some of you, whether it's photography, whether it's music, whether it's... in fact, somebody would think God called them to do makeup. There's somebody, one person I'm discipling, you think God called you to do makeup? You discovered makeup, but God is not angry. But don't think makeup is your... It's not one I'm talking to. Looking at me, you know, in church now you have to explain that it's not you I'm talking to. Do you guys get what I'm trying to say? Or somebody that fixes nails, you think that's your gift that God has given you to use? No. If you use that to make money, understand that your call is different from that thing you are doing. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Very important. Your call must be connected to the local church. Because your local church, or the local church, is the only expression of the kingdom of God on earth. The only medium you can use to express love for God's kingdom is your local church. If you are serious in your local church, you are serious with God's work, God's kingdom. Because you can't go to heaven and say, God, I want to be working for you in heaven with angels, blah, 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 to prove I love you. No, you express that love through your local church. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Very important. Amen. And so I told the lady, I believe she really heard me. So I told her, refuse to be what? Distracted. No matter how great you want to be, if your greatness is not spurred from God's word, that greatness has a time limit. It will fade away. You'll be forgotten. I mentioned a name the other day. It's not like the person is a bad person. But that person cannot stand as a role model for generations. He can't. I said, if we say, for instance, now before I mention that name, if we say Abraham, do you feel excited? Is he a great man? If we say Moses, is he a great man? If we say Jacob, Isaac, Elijah, Elisha, are they great people? Now, if we come to people that are not even in the Bible, people like John G. Lake, are they great people? Lester Sumrall, are they great people? People like John Kenneth Hagin, are they great people? Kenneth Hagin, I mean. You know, many of them like that. Kenneth Copeland, they are great people, isn't it? People like Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, are they great people? Men like that, you celebrate their greatness. Are we together? But if we say somebody like Fela, we're not insulting him. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But greatness goes beyond any ability you had on your inside to express as something beautiful for a generation. Just music. We go beyond music to looking at your life. Can you sit at here and say, son, your own child, son or daughter, Fela should be your role model? Anybody? Because you knew things beyond music that he did that you don't think you should copy, isn't it? Who here can sit down with this knowledge and say, Tiwa Savage should be my model? Is it possible? I mean, we have people here. Who here can say, Rihanna should be my role model? Why not insult them? Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? But that's not what greatness means. Greatness is always connected to the divine. Are we together? Very important. So the Bible says, if anyone hears my word and does it, how do we liken that person? And does not do it, right? He's like a what? A man observing his what? Natural face in the mirror. That's for one. Number two, another place, something like this happened. John, Luke 6. Let's rush there. You know the song? Before the throne. Play the song as you are ministering. He said, but why do you always call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Next part of scripture. We're trying to get something that sounds like, that looks like this, right? It says, whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. Next part of scripture. Who is that person like? He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the... Does it sound like what we just read in James? Whoever hears my word and does it. I want to show you how that person what looks like. Kind of the opposite, isn't it? That he is a man, is like a man that dug the ground and builds the foundation on the rock. And when the what? And what? That house and could not what? For it was what? Founded. So why didn't he shake? Is it because he had a desire not to shake? So please, I don't want to shake, Lord. Please, I don't want to shake. Good desire, but because you are not on the rock, you will still what? Shake. The desire don't matter. Are you people here tonight? Are you listening? Please, please follow me. It has nothing to do with desire. You may not want to sin, but if you are not on the rock, you will sin. Paul said something like this in Romans 7:14. He said, the things that I'm going to do through 15, he said, I found myself what? Oh, wretched man that I am, who can what? Deliver me. He admitted that at that point of his life, he needed what? Deliverance. That it was wrong. He didn't write that to us, making it look like it's supposed to be our status quo, our every time moment and experience. No, Paul was traveling somewhere. Remember in Romans 7:1, he said, the contents of my writing is to them that know the law. Remember? He said, I write to them that what? Know the law. And I told you knowledge there is the word. Is the word what? Is the word what? Ginosko, it means experiential knowledge. Knowledge from experience. So Paul is like, I'm writing to a people that will understand me because they have tried to live by the law. They have a knowledge of this thing because they've tried to. You've lived by the law before. For instance, you've lived in modern market. You can understand me that live in modern market too. So it's like Paul lived in this particular area. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And now he's writing to Pastor Peter. Who lives in modern market here? Anybody else? Now he's writing to anybody that lives in modern market. If we say, what's one thing in modern market, if I say now everybody will understand. Village market. Who knows what village market means? You all know village market. Everybody here, do you know Village Market?
Yes, sir.
Ah, wow. You are not understanding this example. Triumph mode, model college. Reduce the volume. How many of you here knows Triumph Model College? But Model Market people, do you know? You know? Another Model Market person there, do you know? You know. But the rest of you, you don't know, right? Because you don't live where? In Model Market. Paul said, I write to them that know the law. Paul had lived by the law. So the people that he's writing to understand what he's saying. Even though they will not be sincere, Paul is telling them that you all know the law is good, but the effect is bad as a system. And he's saying to them boldly that even if you will not admit the things you don't want to do, firstly, he said to them in verse 14, he said, the laws are the ways of a spiritual man. He said, but we who are trying to obey the law are sold under the nature of what? Sin and what? Death. He then said in verse 15, he said, that's why the things we hate, we don't want to do, we find ourselves what? Doing them. So they certainly understood Paul. Why? Because their lives were not on the rock. Their lives were what? On the law. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? That's why the things they don't want to do, they find themselves what? Doing. Their lives were not on the rock. It was where? On the law. AKA wisdom of men. Man's idea. Man's pseudocode. Are you listening? Oh, are you confused? Remember, Galatians 3 told us, law was given by what? Angels. What was the purpose of the law? Not to help, not to make us to live right. The law doesn't have capacity to make you live right. See, for instance, what Paul said to us when he began to write to us in the New Testament. Now, say Josiah. How is Josiah? Jairus always knows this scripture. What's that scripture again? Not Matthew 15:9. The one that says the laws is not made for the righteous person. He is Jairus Maxon. 1 Timothy what? 1:9. Give me that scripture. First is Jairus now that will be telling me scripture. I wanted to give you 1,000 on Sunday because you played well. So I have to make it 2,000 today. For the scripture. So prepare for the next. If you fail the next one now, we'll start from zero. So let's read one to go. It said, knowing this, that the law is not made for what? But for what? And what? So the angels saw that these people are lawless people, gave them the law to show them how lawless they were, not to help them live above lawlessness. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? The Bible said the law was given to show people how sinful they were. Finish. So that you see what you are not supposed to do and you do it. Proving to you that you are not supposed to do it, but you did it. You are sinful. Not to help you live above sin. That's not the purpose of the law. It doesn't have capacity. And that's why Paul said to us in Romans 6:14. Let's read together, everyone. Then we'll rush back here. Romans 6:14, want to go. For sin shall not have, because you are not under, you are under grace. So while you are under the law, sin has what? Dominion. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? It had dominion over you because you are trying to live by the law. What is the law? I don't want to do it. I will not do it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. No. That's not how God wants you to live. The Bible says the grace of God has appeared to all men. Teaching them, giving them the capacity to say no to Satan. Grace changes you from inside out. The law says, don't do this, do that. It doesn't give you the capacity not to do it or to do it. But under grace, Paul said, I can now do what? All things through what? Christ. What? Strengthens me. Are you listening to me? So Satan, if he wants to frustrate you as a Christian, he will make you focus on the law rather than grace. So that he will frustrate you. The Lord told me something this afternoon. He said, Satan has frustrated a lot of Christians by putting them on the wrong foundation first. He said, secondly, when they begin to live wrongly, he begins to discourage them because even their experience will not match up like who God has called them to be. Listen, when you live in sin, your experience will be like somebody that does not know Jesus. So you'll not be frustrated even as a Christian. You'll be wondering, I'm a Christian, where's the evidence? But you are living in sin. But you see, living in sin is not even the problem. Why are you living in sin? You are on the wrong foundation. Like today, I saw some people on Facebook, and their Jesus has been their become their stomach. You be having meetings all about making money, meetings tagged with teams about money. If that's the foundation of faith, it's sinking sand. You can't be strong in the Lord. Because when there's no money, you will not love on Jesus. You will not go for evangelism. Paul the apostle said, I've learned to enjoy in all seasons. The seasons of small and seasons of what? Plenty. Seasons of small and seasons of plenty. He said, I can do all things through Christ who has strengthened me. I can abound in all seasons. Are you listening to me? That's why even in prison, while on chains, he was writing and consoling a church sitting in their houses. He was consoling them on chains. He was trying to enter a city in a certain place, and he told them, they threatened him that they were going to put him in prison. He said he has already put himself in, he has already chained himself by the gospel of Christ. He said, my hands are already bound by the gospel of Christ. I'm entering into the city. Put chains. Me, I've already put chains. But I must come out here and preach. What a strong man of God. Are you listening? He said, my life is a sacrifice for the gospel. So I've been given for the gospel. That's how you should live. If your life is centered on money, knees, you can't love God properly. When something bad happens, you'll not be spurred up to really worship God. Like before. It's only when you get a lot you will dance. You are supposed to dance in every season. Bible says rejoice always. It is a rejoice when you receive a lot. Rejoice what?
Always.
Rejoice what?
Always.
Always. In all seasons. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. So why will sin have dominion over them? Under the law. That's why Paul was telling us that beautiful story in Romans 7. He said if you live by the law, the things you don't want to do, you'll find yourself what? Doing them. So that is why 1 Timothy told us that the law is made for sinners, not the righteous. To show them how sinful they were. And that's why Jesus is saying, don't live under the law anymore. But live under what? Grace. So that way you have what? Dominion over sin. And that's why Romans 8:1, which is the beginning of a closure of Romans 7, it says, there is now no condemnation to them who are in what? Meaning, Satan cannot condemn us again by the law because our faces are not on the law. Remember what Moses said in 2 Corinthians 3? It said, as long as our eyes, not Moses, Paul, he said, as long as our eyes are on Moses, meaning the law, the Torah, he said, what will happen? A veil, what? Covers us, hinders us from seeing Christ. He said, but when we are turned to Christ, he said, that veil is lifted up. And that way, we will be able to glorify God. Then he says in the last part of that part of Scripture 18, he said, as we behold the glory of God, like a what? Mirror. He said, well, what? Transformed. Transform into the same image, even by the Spirit. You see that? Are you here? Glory to God forevermore. So go back to where we were. Law is man's idea. Law is sinking sand. Another proof that law is man's idea. Romans 10:1. It says, firstly, he said, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be what? Saved. He thinks they are not saved. He thinks Israel are not saved. That's what Paul is thinking. That's why he told the church to pray for Israel. He said they are not saved. Is it not interesting? That a people who you think are very close to God, and we're not saying they are far from God. In the Old Testament, they were God's best people. They had people who went ahead of them, like Abraham, Father Abraham, Jacob, Isaac, and you know, the guys were nice folks, and God had to bless the people of Israel because of those men. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But as time went by, the people started all of the practices that happened in the Old Testament, they created religion out of it, and they were just dumb in the spirit. to a point that today they don't even believe Jesus is God. Oh, religion is really Satan's biggest tool on the earth. How many of you have seen people, you are telling the truth, but they'll tell you, no, 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 this is what I believe in, because of religious ideas. Have you seen people like that? And you are wondering, what else can I say? Are people who had a nice time with God in the Old Testament, suddenly, they are anti the things of God in the New Testament. And what is the major cause of that? Religion. Remember, Jesus spoke with the woman by the well about worship. Did you hear what she said to Jesus? When her heart became open, when he gave a prophetic word, she said, we were taught to worship God on the mountain. That's where true worship should happen. Jesus told her, worship is no longer supposed to be on a mountain or anywhere in this world. There's no right place to worship God in any place. He said, worship should be done where? In the spirit and what? In truth. Very important. And that brings me to something. Worship is done in what? We are still here. Thank God I'm right. We will not forget today. Spirit and truth. Spirit and truth. You know what this word truth means in Greek? The word is K-A-I. It works like a semicolon. It works like, what is semicolon? Let me travel like this to continue. What's semicolon? More like a bridge, right? It can, in English language, it can hold two phrases together. Alright, so that it can make, help to form a sentence, isn't it? A sentence are what? They are what? Group of words that what? Make what? Make sense. Make complete sense. Isn't it? The book! Somebody give me a phrase. Let me see that these church people know English. And give me one phrase. Who is an English student here? Linguist. Give me one phrase. What? I went to the market and so what? The book is read. Is that a sentence? I went to the market. Is that a sentence? What is a phrase? Give me an example of a phrase. Ha! I beg you. People should not come and scatter my teaching you this evening. Give me an example of a phrase. Everybody's looking at me. And then give me a phrase. God is good. The what? The black door. The black door. Is it true? The black door is a phrase. The world are watching us. If you people make us say something that is wrong, it will travel far. They will say our church don't know what a phrase means. All the English people in this church, stand up. Stand up. Where's Pastor Emma? What are you doing there? Come and sit here. Give me an example of a phrase. The red car. Is that a phrase?
Yes, sir.
I don't want problem. Is that a phrase? Who knows book in this church very well? Let me think. Oh, you know book very well. Does not have a verb. So, is Pastor Emma right? Okay, I believe you. Sarah, I wanted to say something. She has said you're okay. So, linguist was wrong. Huh? No, you are the one I'm asking. It's a sentence. Oh, wow. And meet after the service. What did Lingui say? Hear what he said. Going to the market. Is that a phrase? Sit down, don't explain it. Alright, Lingui is wrong. Ene is wrong. Plenty of people are wrong. Pastor Emma is right. Sorry. Praise is right. So praise. You said a phrase doesn't have a verb. Give me the example, Pastor Emma. Give it. If I knock your head. The red what? The red car. The red car what? Huh? Some of you have learned what the phrase is, at least in service today. So you can use to continue, right? The car what? The car is very fast, whatsoever. But this is the point. Semicolon can join two phrases together. It's more like a bridge. Are we together? Ola, you are complaining that you are not seeing what I'm writing. Can you see it now? Imagine anything here. That's what I wrote. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you guys flowing? Are you understanding? So it works. It was his car. It works like a semicolon, like a bridge. Then the way it works again, the way they told us, Greek scholars, the root was like witches. Wait, this one I can remember now. Witches. Also, that is by, yes, there's by. You guys are studying Greek very well. That's okay. You know the Bible. Which is, yes, there's therefore. What's this one again that I wrote here? That is by. You said therefore. You've seen it in the Greek before? Or you just spoke by the Spirit? Because I remember I used to see therefore too. If you check your concordance, you see it. Amen? Hallelujah to Jesus. Alright, so we can use two words here. We can use by truth. I can choose to use the word by truth. You know why I choose to use the word by truth? Because there's something in scripture that complements this understanding. Philippians 3. Is it Philippians 3:16 that said we are the circumcision of God who worship God in the Spirit in Christ Jesus? Look for that scripture for me. Please don't feel bored. We are traveling. Are we together? We'll hit the nail on the head very soon. It said, for we are the circumcision who worship God in the rejoicing and have no one. Give me this in the NLT's rendition. For we who worship by the Spirit of God are the ones who are truly circumcised. We rely on what Christ Jesus has done for us. We put what? Now give me back so that you understand. Give me back in the NKJV. It says, we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit. And our rejoicing and confidence is in Christ Jesus. That qualifies us in the spirit. And our confidence is not in the flesh. In the flesh simply means not by washing of hands, not by any tradition in this world. Are we together? Washing of leg, washing of hand, getting immersed in water, etc. That's what the flesh there simply means. We have no confidence in anything that can be done in the flesh. Are we together? Our rejoicing and confidence to be qualified to worship God in the spirit is where? In Christ Jesus. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And Jesus is what? The way, the what? And what? The life. He that must come to the Father must come through who? Jesus. Jesus is what? The way to the Father. He is the truth of the Father and is the life of the Father. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? And who is the Father? God is the Spirit. And they that must worship Him was what? Worship Him in spirit by truth. Who is truth? Jesus. He is our rejoicing and confidence to worship God in the spirit. In other words, we can't neglect truth, Jesus, to be able to worship God accurately in the spirit. I hope you get what I'm trying to say. So you can't just come in the spirit, come and start saying anything you want to say. You must drive into the spirit by truth. You must navigate into the spirit by truth. So you can't just stand up and be saying things are not consistent with scripture. It's no worship. Somebody will say, but Pastor Simon, God does not used to care about those things. And I have one interesting answer for you. You may be shocked hearing my answer. Listen to my answer. It's before, it's not now. Have you ever heard that kind of answer? It's before, not now. Let me show you that part of scripture. Acts 17:30. Let's see from verse 29. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to what? Can you read, everybody? Want to go? Can we have this in the TPT? Is it available? TPT rendition. It says, want to go. Now the Amplified rendition. Then we continue. Want to go. Next part of scripture. You see that? There was a time God neglected people worshiping images. Paul was complaining because they were worshipping images. They were carving God. They were carving Jesus. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Abi, I'm lying. Did you see it here? They had images. Images in their churches. In their temples. Where they bow and they say to the Lord, to the one most high, blah, blah, blah. And they quote things. Paul often said, one of things Paul quoted that some of us are quoting today is from them. They wrote it. They say, in Him we live, breathe, and have our being. You all say it. Paul was quoting them. He said, you even say, in Him you live, breathe, and have your being. But you don't even know the meaning of what you are saying. Such a powerful truth. They don't know the meaning, but they are quoting it. They quote it like religious people, as a religion. But they don't know the meaning of the truth. Are you listening to me? You know, you can be quoting something powerful for years and be doing the opposite of that thing because of religion. Very, very possible. Hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible said, therefore God overlooked and disregarded the former ages of ignorance. He saw these things in the old time. He neglected them. He said, but today He wouldn't. And see the next part of scripture in 31. It says, because Jesus has come the standard. At that time, there was no Jesus the standard. It says, because he has set a day when he will judge the inhabited world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed and destined for that task. And he has provided credible proof of everyone by raising him from the dead. So he, by Jesus, has brought judgment to this world. Are we together? Jesus is the standard. If anybody sees Jesus and neglect and is worshiping idols, the Bible said there is a consequence. Satan will take advantage of you. God, anytime there's a consequence, it's the devil that flows in that direction. And whenever you see destruction, it's Satan. Remember, he went to Job. He was looking for a way to get into Job's life. He didn't see any way. No sin. He said, guided him, blah, blah, blah. Job was not even sinning. Job was just being... In fact, Job's problem was that he was extra careful. That was his problem. That was his only problem. Because God even permit... He didn't permit Satan to really destroy... You know, Job was the one that kind of called for the permission. How? We saw how Job began to speak out of fear and etc. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Very important. Are you listening? So right now, God does not permit all of those things. Now go back to where we were in Romans 10 and 1. Praying for Israel to be saved. You know, people go to Israel today funny. They pack the sands. They pack whatever they see in Israel. And they bring it to Nigeria. And some of them even sell it. Have you seen that? In fact, some go to where Jesus laid. They see the tomb where Jesus laid. Do you know these guys? These guys may be even... What if it's not the tomb? Because see, all of them, they know the number of Christians in this world. If we hear that when people enter, they give us 3 million, 4 million. I often go and write the name of Jesus on the place. In fact, I'll move something and say, this is where his leg entered. His leg entered inside the crowd. Like a tourist center. What if some of those things are lies? I don't know. What if? They may even tell you this is the stone Jesus kicked and fell when he was holding the cross. This stone. All of those things. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? In fact, I saw one video one time. Somebody went and slept where Jesus died. He said, ah, my Lord and Savior. Oh, he slept. He woke up. He felt like he was anointed more. Some go and pack that sand and they come and put in their compound. I say, every witch, I drive you by the stone from Israel. Israel are not saved. That's what Paul is saying. He prays for them. Now, the present one, is one. I saw one thing they've been putting. People have been putting. I don't know the meaning, but it's like towel. It doesn't make you a serious Christian. Listen, in all honesty, it makes you an ignorant Christian. It simply means you don't know who you are. If you're just putting it for putting it, fine. But the truth is that if you are putting it because you feel you are more anointed for putting it, or there is a mantle, you are ignorant. Because the people using it now that you are buying from, the people producing it for you now, Jesus is saying with their talif, they need to be saved. Is it talif they call it or toel? Whatsoever. He said they need to be saved. There are some Christians that go to Israel, they buy horn and they come and blow for. Whoa! I said the presence of God is a. Those things are religious practices. Our qualification and confidence to worship God in the spirit is not some horn, it's not some talif, it's the man Jesus. The Bible did not say put on talif, it said put on Christ. It said we have won Christ by faith. Now, I'm not saying this to get to anybody, okay? I'm just teaching you. I've been seeing two people arguing the thing online. I'm not in that argument. If you believe this one, fine. If you don't believe, continue what you are doing. It's still cool. I can still be your friend. Are we together? Look at verse 2. It says, for I bear them witness that they have what? But what? Not according to knowledge. So it's possible to have a zeal for God, ignorant. Still ignorant with a zeal for God. Have you seen people like that? They have zeal for God, but they are ignorant. They say, God said, I should not go to church this season. I should be praying in the house. Brother, we've seen your type. You know nothing. Believe me, when I tell you we've seen your type. We started this thing a long time ago. We saw people like you. God did not tell you, it's a demon that whispered to your ears. And that's the beginning of destruction. Because the God that said, neglect not the garden of brethren, cannot come to you personally and say, neglect. He has given a general law in the Bible. And the Bible calls the word of God, written word of God, what? The most sure word of prophecy. Meaning when you hear any voice speak against what God has written in the Bible, tell that voice, go back to hell. Are you listening to me? What did Paul say? He said, even if an angel comes to you with another gospel, with another word, he said, tell the angel, get out. Even if an angel comes so big, that's why angels don't move me. I'm being sincere. By God's grace, I've been privileged to see an angel, to feel the presence of the angelic so strong upon my life till today. Let me even give you some of my, what they call them, CVs. Because these things are not the gospel. We are not supposed to be preaching them, but so that you know. You know, sometimes when we talk, they say, now because you never see angel. I don't see angel. Are you listening to me? I've literally seen smoke rise up till today. When I sit down sometimes to pray, literal smoke begin to rise up from my environment. Nobody sees it. Only me sees it. I've never made it the gospel. Now, another one is that I have read the word of God so much one night till I saw myself up and I saw my chair down. I was levitated up while reading the word. When I saw that I was up, I said, Jesus. Then I fell back to the chair. Boom. I remember it was fear that brought Peter, that took Peter inside. That's how I went down to the bed. Now, I've had those things, but I don't preach it here like the gospel, as the gospel, because it's not the gospel. Because if you emphasize those things, some people will go back and say, oh God of Prophet Simon, I want to levitate. Help me to levitate like my man of God. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I never prayed to levitate. I was just studying the Bible and I enjoyed the levitation. Wow, I felt poor. That was it. I told God, let's do it again. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You're not supposed to be seeking encounters. You are in a hub of encounters. And by the will of God, they happen anytime He wants it to happen. That's what it means to be in the glory realm. God, I want to see an angel. You are a child. Moses saw those guys very well. He was tired of them. See, finish happened to Moses and angels. He said, can I see your face? I'm tired of seeing these guys. God told him, you are not qualified to see my face. But guess what the Bible said? He said, we all with open faces. You know, you don't feel yourself so much. Oh. Even Moses is feeling you from the heavens today. Because while on the earth, he didn't enjoy the things you are enjoying. The privilege we have, he didn't have it. You know, some people come and they tell you how powerful Moses was compared to you. And you say, God forbid. Tell somebody, God forbid. It's not true. I know some of you are shocked. Moses is not as powerful as you. Of all men born of women. I'm feeling like, the way you are looking at me, some of you, as if I've said heresy. Of all men born of women, the Bible said there is none. Believe the Bible. Maybe Jesus talked this one. Now my papa talk out. He said, of all men born of women, none is what? Even Moses no reached John the Baptist. Moses, he did not reach John the Baptist level in the spirit. Because John the Baptist was privileged to see Jesus. All of them were anticipated from Old Testament. John the Baptist, he saw. He said, but the least what? The least what? The least what? Now, good news. You've been translated from what? Into what? So the least here is what? Greater than who? Talk less of Moses and Elijah. That's why some of us humbly are telling you, you can seek the mantles of Elijah. You are seeking a lower realm. And you know why some of you are not believing us? Because the keyboardist did not do jam jam when I said this thing. He would have been quite ancient. And oh, wow. We're there. But when you go to places and you don't know, you know, so I heard the preacher, I said, I heard a young boy, one teen somewhere. I felt like it was over me. You know, sometimes we'll be suspecting ourselves. We said, I hope Cindy beholds this man in fire like this. He said that young thing. He said He said, we are greater than Elijah. And all the congregation stood up. He said, Elijah is a system. He's not a human being. They stood up. Which new creation can compare to Elijah? Shut up. You don't know what you are saying. I shut up. Even if I was in that service, if I would not only shut up, I would enter under the chair. After the service, I would cut out from my life. You know, I taught a young boy so much in Lagos. He wanted to preach. So he now invited me to come. When I came, he was preaching. They were just looking at him like this. And we're writing notes. Stop that heresy you are saying. You are saying and sending to the podium. Then he started crying. Believe me! This is it! As he said it, I just did like this. I ran for my life. After the service, they met him, and when they were cautioning, he said, I know that I'm telling the truth. Is it true? Then I told him, avoid that young man that just entered the barracks. We see you with that young man. We heard he has influenced you. Avoid him. Yet, one of the greatest influences that happened to young people in that place was because I just spoke to that young boy and I left. I started hearing they were gathering and praying. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, goodness. The truth of God's word is powerful. That's why the Bible compares the kingdom of God to a mustard seed. That it can be small, but the effect is so big and mighty. Are you listening to me? Don't feel small. The word of God has said something about you. Believe it! How do you live above sin and above Satan? Not by thinking Satan is big. See, when you see God so much, Satan becomes diminished before your very eyes. You can't know God and think Satan is big. If you know God, Satan cannot be big before you again. Because the more you know God, the less Satan becomes effective to you. The Bible tagged him to be impotent in the Amplified rendition of Hebrews 2:14. Impotent, ineffective. Give me that scripture. Impotent, ineffective. What again? Powerless, ineffective, impotent. Him who had. Somebody say harder. Him who had power. Satan does not have power. He had power before. So, when one said the devil is powerful, you are wrong. You said the devil was powerful, you are right. He was powerful. But right now, oh death, where is thy? Now, this is how you live in victory. Because you have the substance of the word. Faith cometh by hearing the word. Substance. As you hear this word, then you are able to do the things you couldn't do before. There's suddenly a potential difference. Are you listening to me? Oh, glory forevermore. So I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So you can't know God and believe Satan. Satan is rubbish. I've explained worshiping God in spirit by truth, right? So worship cannot be done in the spirit except by. That's why we condemn certain worship. Because people used to use it to worship before. God ignored. But now he's not ignoring anymore. Are you listening to me? Because it's a standard for judgment. He's the man Jesus. He's the truth. How is a Christian supposed to live his life? Normal. Just wear clothes and live your life. No oil, no water, no soap, no key of David, no nothing. No tariff. I mean tariff plan. Nothing. Just live your life normally. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to explain to you? No extra. You are frying your head. Let me come to some of you who think you understand grace. You fry your head. You don't even know what to fry again. You are frying your skull. For what? To prove you are not under the law? Some people claim they are under grace. They will not fry their hair. Oh, they will not start frying their skull. Then you now see the hair like, you know, chicken. Put chicken inside hot water. I'm under grace. How about some? They are under grace. They dye the side of their hair. Jairi, you are the best. That's the proof they are under grace. Then they bore their ears. They have the mind to bore their ears. He said, I'm doing my hand. those days, you bore your ears, you go collect. You don't even need church from the house. You know, in the barracks, they say, Pikina, everybody born him. Maybe you'll be Simon. Mama Simon Pikin. Thomas, come here. Now here they work out, they put your trouser for down. Knee down there. Raise that stone up. If you go out, tell your mama saying, let me punish you for 1 hour. And tell her what you do. Your mother will now come in the evening and thank the man. Baba Chiso, thank you so much. Ah, thank you. I thought they tell her, I beg, will help me train this boy. Anytime you see him again, do this thing. Punish him, where? So you don't have an option. You can't even sin. You can't sin by fire, by thunder. But our generation now. Somebody wants to sing gospel. He's a gospel singer, gospel. I didn't even know that in the Azusa Streets revival, after the revival a little bit into in the future, they preach this thing, you know, about gospel ministers. I saw it today. A preacher was saying, some of our gospel artists, they don't have a pastor. They'll just stand up, create a label, and be taxing people money. And the church stood up and shouting, hallelujah. The man did not know that this thing did not die. If he's in heaven now, he will say, I said it. Know the word of God. That's why their song, if you hear the song, you'll not even be moved. People, somebody said, Pastor, I used to be moved. You see, I know what I'm telling you. Some of the song, so funny, no content. Somebody said, what of Hillsong? They are so powerful in their lyrics. You know why? They have pastors. Do you know one song Hillsong want to release? They want to release in 2026 now. They are vetting it from 2025. It will go through different scholars. Say, check it. Did we make mistake in lyrics? Did we say something off scripture? But I want somebody can be on the podium and will say he has received a chance. If I someone will say, I don't sing song, I don't receive immediately. Any song I've sing yesterday, I can't sing it today. Listen, you are just being extra. Then they'll say, chant for us. Yeah. What's that? It's as if you wanted to sing, then you now hook something, hook you now. Let's continue. Muchiga baraka. Abun style. I'm not trying to mock. It's not right. You know, I heard a song, I was asking my wife, I said, I'm careful, I don't want to talk what I don't know. Then I will break the juggler. Juggler. I told my wife, is it a Greek word, so that I don't make a mistake. You know, I'm very scared. See, I know what I'm telling you. Because if you go and make mistake, that's why I didn't talk about the song, sings, because I was trying to look for the meaning of the juggler. Whether maybe it's the mean, I don't understand the thing. Until my wife said, I should think about, we start with juggle. And I asked Pastor, what do they mean? Is it break Satan's jaw? I say, hey, is that what they mean? Say it again, let them hear. You are the one that told me. Is there another meaning to that song? What does it mean? Okay, you caught Satan's vein. You can sit down. Now, I'm not going to, it's not a personal thing. It's not a beef. But that cannot lead somebody to effective worship. I will break the juggler. I will juggler. That's funny. That's not right. And people are sweating now. I will break the juggler. Juggler that have breaking sins. Juggler that they scatter sins. You don't tell where they break juggler. Sins. When he say it is finished, juggler, scatter heads, scatter brains, scatter. You will break. It's not homologous again then. Because your words must be consistent with scripture. When you talk now, guess what? Those say here, all this new generation, Gen Z, what of Babalola? Keep your mouth shut. If you want to follow Babalola, you too follow. Carry bell and be ringing everywhere and praying. He did some things many of us are not doing. Some of you heard the stories of the serpent that tried to bite him when he went to get land. How many of you heard that story? As the serpent was traveling and coming, he rang bell and said, in the name of Israel, Jesus! With his bell, he rang it, Jesus! The serpent stood, boom! He laid hands on the serpent, he dried up there. The serpent dried up there. You to get bell then. You even know that it's beyond bell. When you ring your own, serpent will carry one. Except you understand. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? You know, there are some stories I don't like to share here. Somebody was telling me that somebody ate yam as power. I said, oh, shut your mouth up. Shut your mouth up. Don't talk that story. Yeah, you see, God said somebody should chop yam. Then you now had power. Shut your mouth up. We have a lot of yam in this city. Don't cause trouble. Because we'll start serving miracle yam. You get what I'm trying to say? Oh, if that thing spreads, hi. That's why I always thank God for Samson. When he used a jaw, I hope that's not where they got that song for. I will break the jugular. No, no. Hey, it's like that's where they got it from. Oh, my God! You know, Samson took the jugular of an ass. I don't know why you guys are laughing. The jaw of an ass, I mean. He took it. The Bible said by the jaw of an ass, he killed over 1,000 Philistines. When he was done, the Bible said, and Samson threw it. I said, Jesus, I thank you, Samson, throw it away. If he didn't throw it away, imagine Samson took that jaw and entered Israel. Say, Samson, what's happening? Blood all over. I said, ha! Go to that bush and see something. When they go, my God, Samson, only you, 1,000 Philistines. Maybe that wicked lady, what's her name? She will now come and hold it. Oh, my Lord. Delilah. Then he will now raise his. He's just, by this jaw, Israel, let it be known that I killed God Almighty. Killed over 1,000 Philistines. Keep that jaw there. Israel, that's one of our instruments. Nigerians, if Nigerians see that part of scripture, if Nigerians see, Samuel used oil to anoint. We have not rested from oil till now. Talk less of jaw. You'll be hearing jaw breaking, is what's happening. Jaw service. You say, bring out your jaw, bring out your jaw, bring out your jaw. Get a horse go course. But thank God, God inspired Samson. I said, throw him. He threw it away. Else would have become a tradition. Tradition. They will trade it from one generation to another. It will reach us. That's why some system, God did not come to repair. He came to scatter. It's we that are trying to repair. You know, some men of God want to repair the body of Christ. There are some part of the body of Christ that needs to be destroyed. Even Jesus in John 15 said we need to cut some places so that it can bear fruit. If you don't cut them off, there will be no fruits. It is Jesus that said, I have come to destroy this temple. He did not say repair the temple. He said destroy this temple and in 3 days I will build a new one. It is painful to see that somebody spent over so many millions to build a temple and Jesus said, I'm not living there. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It pained them 43 years or more. They were mad at Jesus. That's why they plotted to kill him. He condemned their religion, condemned their beliefs. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? They didn't see it coming, that God Almighty that they represented. Listen to it. You think that thing is not happening in our generation? God Almighty they represented came to them. He said, I came to my own, and my own what? Received me not. That's so bad. It's happening to today. I tell you the truth. Because there's no temptation that is not common to man. It's happening to today. if your faith is on sinking sand, you can't be strong as a Christian. You can't be strong. We started with James. If you hear the word and don't do it, it's because you are a what? Forgetful hearer of the word. And what did Luke say? Go back there. Remember, we use Romans 7 to kind of try to explain that further. We said the reason why they could hear the word and not do it was because they were living by the law. And we use Romans 6:14 to explain further that says, now sin shall not have what? Dominion on because you are not what? But what? Meaning under the law, sin has what? Dominion. Under grace, you have what? Dominion over sin. You see that? Sinking sand. Connected to what? Forgetful hearers. Let's continue. We are going somewhere. And we'll hit the nail on the head. Have you copied this part of the notes? Now he's like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against the house and could not shake it. Could not what? Could not what? Refused to be shaken by the devil. I cannot be shaken. You know, there's one song we used to sing, those shake, shake, shake. Those songs are even better. Oh, they are far better. Please be singing those songs. Our holding this song in church. They are even sweeter. Goodbye, world. We don't always hear it again. Those are beautiful songs that mock the devil. Not this one that will come and, hey, I have an announcement. The devil is powerful. For most people, listen, if Satan is not in the picture, there will be no church for them. There's nothing to preach. They don't know glory. See, you can preach glory 150 messages without calling the Satan. But if you are, if you want to call Satan, you call him as a specimen. I can teach a sermon for 300 hours, not tell you how Satan has any power. You have no clue that the devil has power. Because when we talk about the glory of God, the weightiness of that glory, you can't even reason Satan. You can't reason Satan. Just like there's a way you know God so much as a lady, that you can't reason somebody that is not born again, no matter his pink lips. You can't reason the person. No matter his car, whether it's 217 Corolla, you don't care. As long as he doesn't know Jesus. Ladies are not answering me. See, Pastor, now you sabi that man. He said, the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. Because it was on the rock. Not because he said, God, please, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. It was founded where? On the rock. Like many years ago, while we were struggling with sin, as Christians, young Christians, there was these songs that used to encourage us. One day God asked me a question. Anytime I heard the song, I begin to cry. Because me too, I wanted to be able to say, forgive me, O Lord. It's me again. Very understanding. We can relate to the song. You know it says, forgive me, O God. It's me again. Meaning, I will come again. I had come before. I will come tomorrow. So God is your guy again. Sinner man. One day I was saying, forgive me, O Lord. It's me. Oh, I was crying. And a scripture bumped into my spirit. It said, and sin shall not have dominion over you. Because you are not under the law, but under grace. I said, again? Every time? I read scripture men of God didn't like to talk about. 1 John 3:9. That's why I quote it so much today. It said, you are born of God and you will not sin because his seed. Plenty people don't like that scripture. It's too powerful. The scripture will just arrest you. Boom. We are born again and cannot sin because the seed of God is in us. Woo, glory. Pastor Simon, why have you not heard? Why have you not heard a scandal about you? Scripture. Scripture. I'm not powerful as a man. Scripture. These are my meditations. So I have no confidence in the flesh. No single confidence. You tell me, Pastor Simon, run away from scripture, I'll tell you I'm running away from destiny. I'm not fulfilling anything. You hear the worst things. It was founded on a rock. Let's try to round up. Next part of scripture. It says, but he who heard and did nothing is like what? Now we're trying to connect to James 1:23. Can you remember? The one that hears and cannot do. So James 1:23 says, the man sees his what? Natural face in the mirror. That is why he hears and cannot do. Now see what Luke is telling us. See what Luke is telling us. He said, but he who heard and did nothing is like what? A man who built a house on the earth, on the ground, without what? Against which the stream, the same thing happening to the other man. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And immediately, it what? Why did he fall? Because, is it because he said, God, I don't want to fall. Please help me not to fall. Is that the reason? Why? And the ruin of that house was what? Great. Why? It had no foundation. It was not founded where? On the rock. Why did the first one stand? It was founded on. The second one was founded on sinking, just normal ground. The earth. Normal human idea. Normal idea. See, I just want to be a normal human being. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? The Bible said you will fall. Life will finish you. It will pieces you. It will scatter you. Like I heard about, how many of you have seen people survive cancer by the power of the Holy Spirit? You have seen. You've heard. You know what killed Jobs? The man, not Job in the Bible. Steve Jobs. Cancer. Ahead. Because, and he said he doesn't believe in God. I'm not trying to mock him wherever he is. He doesn't believe in God. Now, some people, they say they believe in God, but they're just casual about their belief. They are, how do I put it? They are, how do I put it? Oh, they are touche about their belief. Is that the right word to use? They are quite, not reluctant. They want to believe in God and believe in, and be quite neutral. You know, they want to sound, they want to say things like, I'm dead, I feel dead, man. I'm damn sick, man. As he said, and still sing song of the Holy Spirit at the same time. You can't be saying, I feel dead, man. You are dead, man. I feel sick, man. You are sick, man. Man, this guy is killing me, man. You are dead. They will kill you, man. You can't mix Christianity and that kind of thing. So you, some people 2 weeks in America say, oh, my guy, man, how you doing, man? Man, you sounding crazy, man. Now you the crazy. 2 weeks. That's why some people that don't have a good foundation of the world, when they go to UK for two years, they'll tell you, is that church, is going to church necessary? My brother, we don't know God, though. We're not just a good church, but now we here know God personal. We they experience God, we're not they push God. Because the church is coming from, all they do is breakthrough service. Whatever service. Service tied to money, 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 and what? Money. Are you listening to me? So it doesn't make any sense. So when you go there, everything you are praying for, you see. Why do you need to follow God? The end of your pursuit, you have seen it. That's why you see some tongue-speaking Christian, tongue-speaking. You know, they showed a picture of one church boy. I don't know if you saw it. I don't want to call the church. I don't know if you saw it. The boy was even preaching. And they married the boy in U.S., I'm not saying a woman married, a man married him. They married pastor. One man. You know, when I say an African, especially from Nigeria, become a gay, I look at them like this. You know what I see? Na money. Most of his money they are pushing. No Nigerian is a normal gay. Remove Nigerians from gazing. They are using those people's head. Is money. But is that an excuse to be foolish? No. That's why we're telling you to hold on to God. Some people have married some human beings because of money. Some kind of human, they have made their life so miserable. I heard a pastor yesterday, he said, after if I counsel you refuse, I will leave you. In fact, I'll call for the wedding, but I will leave you. Then he now told them the truth. He said, most pastors you call and tell them problems, they'll say they'll get back to you. And tell you they'll pray for you. If they know they advise you and you still marry wrongly, they'll not pray for you. You think most pastors, sir, my husband is slapping me, he beat me, he told me I should not come to church. Okay, let me pray for you. Your number has entered blacklist. Because you had the opportunity to choose right. But because they kiss you now, your head has scattered. So some of you are looking at me. Pastor, what are you saying? I know I'm the only one saying it. Maybe I'm the only one experiencing it, isn't it? You have seen pig lips. You watch Nollywood. You see how Maurice Sam kiss Montana. You say, wow. Then you now see your own Maurice Sam. He now kiss your head just cut. By a kiss you were stolen. Temple of the Holy Ghost. Some of you have embarrassed God. Embarrassed him. There are some discussions you cannot even have with unbelievers. It's a fornication. You know how fornication starts with funny comments. Funny jokes. Fornication. Oh God. You know how adultery starts? Adult play. You look at somebody's wife and says, you fine today. You just look like Sissy. You don't start. Oh. Adult play. Fornication. You know what I'm talking about. See your big head, fish head. See this fish. You have started. Oh. That's application later. And a brother just looks at you, a child, they say, this your shape is killing me. He said, don't mention. Oh, don't mention. You are welcome. Thank you. You were happy they talk about your shit. Killing somebody. It's that with funny play. Funny comment. And they'll be deceiving themselves when they're advising. They say, no, nothing. No. It's just a joke. Legal high. I told choir on Sunday a story. Many years ago, there was a strong lady here who can sing that came on campus. Hallelujah. She came and joined the choir. And she felt like she was so important. Let me put it like that. Because as a young pastor, you are looking for people, alright? And you don't want to lose nobody. And one day, I don't know what entered her head. She got my number somehow. And guess what? She said she wanted us to play on WhatsApp, play a game. And she sent me. The game was question and answer. It's Pastor Emma that gave her my number. Questions and answers. You need to see the questions, people of God. Me, Pastor Simon. I was going to ask some stupid questions. I don't even go into the questions. You'll be like, Jesus Christ. Sexual, all me. When did you have your first kiss? Me. I will not talk when I have my first. I will not ask her, when did you have your own too? So when I saw it, I said, do you know who you're talking to? She said, it's you now, Pastor Simon. It's not you. I said, it's me you want to play this kind of game with. And I said, in your life, that time I don't used to take it easy. Cause me too, I was scared. I don't want Satan to bring a Delilah to me. I said, in your life, don't ever try this thing again. And I'm blocked her. She went to report me to Pastor Emma. She said, me, I have pride. Pastor knows the word of God, but he has pride. So if you hear people say I have pride tomorrow, ask them, are you the one that send game? The second reason is because of what? Not on what? Not on what? the rock, aka what? Foundation, aka what? Christ. Are we together? So see it. It says he sees his natural face in the mirror. The second one says what? Not on the rock. Now what can we deduce from everything here? Right knowledge. Are you seeing the mass? The Bible relates not being on the rock to seeing the wrong picture on the mirror as a reason why you live in sin. What is most important to your faith now? The message. The message of the gospel. I need to get on trying to explain to you that if you teach the right understanding of God's word, you can save a generation. Are you guys here? Are you here? And that's why the Bible says the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that what? Believes. The message is the power. Tell somebody the message is the power. If somebody hears the word and cannot do it, it's because the message that's been preached to that person points the person back to self, not to Christ. Did you hear what I just said? If somebody hears the word and cannot do it, it's because the person, the message he heard that wants to take him to Christ or wants to lead him to the kingdom, points him to himself and not to Christ. And what's that message? The law, human effort. Verse 2 of Romans 10 says, they being ignorant of God's righteousness have tried to create for themselves another word, righteousness. Are you with me? Jesus is the message. John 3:17. Say, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Through what? Him. Connected to Romans 1:16. The gospel is the message. The Bible says, for the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to all that believe. The Bible said, by Christ Jesus all should be saved. Who is the message? Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus? He is the gospel. What is the gospel? The gospel is the power. If anybody hears the gospel, there will be change. The right message is so important. More important than anything in this world. Satan can be excited if we are all just doing activities without understanding the message. He knows we will not achieve anything. Because see what Jesus said. If I be lifted up on the cross. John 12:32. If I be lifted up on the cross. In that capacity I can draw what? What? All men to myself. In other words, if we reveal the lifted Jesus, the cross properly, men, not some, all men. Somebody say all men. All men will be drawn to God. That's why one of the greatest tools Satan is using to fight the church in these last days is false doctrine. Let me show you. False doctrine. Are you here? False doctrine. Just two of them and we'll be out from here. Woo, glory to God. Let's see 1 Timothy 6:3. Let's see 4:1 first. We'll come back here. 4:1. Want to read, everybody? Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will what? Giving what? And what? So why will people depart from the faith? Giving heed to what? Deceiving spirit and what? Doctrines of demons. Because the devil is the father of all lies. Are you listening to me? That's why you see Paul writing to Timothy, go and guard churches, go and guard churches, go and guard that. See 6:3 now. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, next part of scripture. He's proud knowing, but is what? Obsessed with what? Have you seen people like that? Obsessed with dispute and argument over words, from which come what? And what? And what? Rivaling and what? Evil suspicions. Next part of scripture, Paul warns us. He said, unless wranglings of men of wranglings of men of corrupt minds and what? Destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is what? Means one. From such withdraw yourself. No fight. Withdraw yourself. You sit down with somebody, you say something sweet about scripture, argument, withdraw yourself. Just like in our generation where some people, you know, I heard these words, I've never said it yet. Someone said, Judas was crucified because, Jesus was crucified because of a money problem. Money problem. He said money problem led Jesus to the cross. I did like this on the TV. I said, may God forgive you. Now, this one's now, godliness has become a means to an end. Some of you here, you know Bible more than them. You will not believe it if I tell you. You can school 1,000 of them and pastor them. They've not even known Jesus. You know, some of you, you've gone out there. I'm not trying to brag. And you see, you saw things and you're wondering, things that people are this backward. Hallelujah to Jesus. You be bold about your faith and speak Jesus anywhere you find yourself. In love. Tell somebody in love. Say the truth what? In love. Not with fight. Don't fight nobody. Even this talif that I've been talking about, I'm not saying after service go and put it. Talif is for foolish, ignorant. You are foolish too, because that's not how you win people. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? You use wisdom. If the people say talif is God's plan, leave them with their talif and move on. No argument. Money is important, but money cannot be everything. Money cannot be set the center of your lives. If you are pursuing God because of money, you will not even be able to live for God. You will not be able to live for God. If I was following God for money, I would not be pastoring you people today. In all humility, I had all the opportunity to leave this country more than 5 times. I would have run and start. Maybe I will call you, some of you. We'll be praying for God to open doors for us so that your whatever will work, passport, and you come and join me there. Because serving God there would have been easier, but isn't it? Serving God under AC. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So that if you want to even sleep, like some of you are, your eye are doing WW now, you can sleep. You can sleep properly. But do you know why God wants us here? Because of you and I. Some of you don't want to run to another state. You are the one we're waiting for. We now got you now. You want to run. You too wait for other people to come. If we didn't wait, you would have not come here. But you now, they've caught you. Your eye have opened. You want to run. Stay. Go through pain. As a good soldier of Jesus, what did Paul tell Timothy? Endure hardship. Endure it. Sometimes you endure hardship. Are you listening to me? You'll be eating curry as a fine girl. I'll be smiling like you don't eat curry. Yes. It's God's will. It's God's will. Because if he give you shawarma now, you'll be stupid. Some of your experience today will help generations to come. Because many fine girls will rise after you. And you have the privilege to teach them Jesus. Why do you think I sound different as a young man? You know, some people are expecting that me too one day I'll come to this church and I'll paint here brown. I'm like, yo church. Sub church. Waiting they happen church. I'll be like, that's my pastor. Some of you would have loved it. See, you know why some of you are like this? You think it's you? If I start dressing in a certain way, it will shock you what Betty will bring the next service in this church. It will shock you what some people will wear to the next service. It will end up, you will be so shocked what end up will wear. You will be Kira. Some of them did their body. What you don't wear the next service? Have you seen Sonny before he became born again? I saw his picture one time. The first time he added me. I saw his picture. I went down. I saw a picture. I said, that's Sonny with this. 50 cent. I would have revived some things. One day we just play one play. We say, let's do Hip Hop Sunday. call God in the service of saying, God have mercy on me, have mercy on me. I will never do this. If you see how people mess up that day. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. From that day, I did not do it again. They are young church, but their pastor is not used to put pick up to the back. I know why I'm not doing it. Some people just left their isk alive and became born again. If I start that thing, the things I will spoil in people's life. Are you listening to me? There are some boys that cannot leave their, if they forget their bangles, whether it's 1 mile, they are going back home. Have you seen boys like that? Hey, my God, why are you resting? I forgot my beat. That's a man talking. He forgot his beat. Can you minister? I can't sing well. Why? I will not get the vibe. I will not get the vibe. Then they rush back and put their tube and say, I feel alive. Beat. If you think I'm lying, some men that you see with beats, tell them, can I hold it for 1 week? They will cry for you. They are attached to it already. Women, no problem. But for men, are you all listening to me? They say a man with chain on his neck. Why are you putting chain on your neck? He say, no, but Samuel, you are old school. I'm Paul school, no problem. Why are you putting chain on this? I just want to look cool. Why? There's no reason. There's really no reason to put those things on your neck. As a man, the worst of all, you now carry your ring and put on your ear, and you have mind to walk out on the street. Then that's no, you lift it. You want to worship God. No, maybe if you repented in the service, no problem. And if you truly repented, you remove it sharp, sharp. As I'm talking, some people are looking at me and saying, no. But someone is being quite extra. That's why I like white people. Your brain is black brain, right? Even if you take me to UK, this confession will not change. It can't change. I have the Holy Spirit. He's the one that makes men wise. Are you listening to me? The shaking is happening. It will happen. You see, God, yesterday I was praying, the Lord told me, say, I raised Trump and I put Trump. I heard God literally, he said, I'm the one that put that man there. And in a matter, just a couple of times, you will see things the world will marvel at. Things will unravel, evil that you see will shock some of you. So don't be majoring on minor issues. They say you should not get visa. School in Nigeria, no problem. Don't worry. We are going somewhere. That's not enough to beat somebody God has sent. You have country, they have country. School in your country. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you hearing me? Many things you will see unravel. Imagine as human beings. One human being will tell you, let a man marry a man. It's legal. That's why God is raising men. Are you listening to me? Men like Daniel, who the world envied. That's the only example that came to my heart while I was preparing this message. Daniel again came to my heart. You know one of the things the king said? They tried every means to stop him. The king said, put him in the lion's den. The lions were already touching their body, trying to eat themselves because they were very hungry. He said, put him. Then the king said something at the end. He said, let your God save you. That word hits me. He said, let your God save you. And as they put Daniel, truly, his God saved him. Don't joke with your life. I've preached this several times. You know what I'm about to say. Some of you, God give you a little opportunity, success in something. You become stupid. You leave God. You forget God. You're just earning 200,000. Church is not important again. Just a little success. You know, as a pastor, there's something I've understood over the years before I close. Miracles don't make people wise. Only wisdom make people wise. Do you know some people in club today, God healed them of something yesterday? They are in club today. They cried in church, gave testimony, but now they are in club. I saw one video of some people in plane. When the plane was shaking, they were saying, oh God, help us, plane, Nathaniel Bassey and the rest. When the plane wanted to land, I started hearing, raise up, raise up, raise up, raise up. That was a song they used to land. They're not even wise. They don't know that people have died while landing. You know, some people, when they want to travel to Abuja, they pray, God protect me from every accident. When they want to go to high level, they are going to see a man in high level. They are taking bike, but they are praying before going to Abuja for accident, because they think it's only long journey. It's only in long journey that accident happened. You don't know, as you take bike to just turn round about, car can just pick you. You see your life going up and down. People have died in high level here. Hope you know. In my very eye, I was driving. One guy was turning me back. Ah! I just said, before I finished what I wanted to say, his head hit ground. Boom. He landed with his head. Why? As I stopped, people say, go now, they go now, normal thing. I went. I stopped at roundabout to watch. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, that's what I was saying. He has died. And I have found, they go now. I better come off the road, leave them for there. And then I saw that they kill themselves. I said, really? That guy, if they told him he would die that day, he would not believe. Oh. Sin is very terrible. You say that wants to finish you, just like it. Your life will just finish. The other day I said something. I said, don't marry a man that doesn't pray in tongues. He's like a chicken before Satan. He said, ah! Wait till they worry this pastor. Is he mad? I know what I'm telling you. Lot of Daniel did not pray in tongues. He was a devoted Christian. And you see, why his own work was, because in those days there was no praying in tongues. Are you listening to me? But Daniel was so devoted. When they say don't pray, he turned towards Jerusalem, because the king gave him permission not to pray. He would turn towards Jerusalem and be praying. If you're in your office now and there's a reason to compromise, and the only person that can save you there is your God, will your God truly save you? If Daniel never had a walk with the Holy Spirit, it would have not happened for him that day. And you people get on trying to say, what impetus, what faith, what level of faith will make Daniel say, put me in the lion's den? The other Hebrew boys, they say, if we perish, we what? We perish. How you make up your mind to follow God? This is how you make up your mind to what? Follow God. They say, what if you marry a short man? Say, hey, God forbid. What if you marry a broke man? Hey, God forbid. You see, Satan is seeing your fears. He knows how to tempt you. So he brings a man the way you like, because you have already misbehaved before him. He brings a woman the way you want. Yet somebody is worried 2 hours. Why is he worried? Say, what if God give me a woman that does not have this, that does not have that? Because I cannot marry a woman without 2 hours. That's what is worrying you. Satan is looking at you. Satan will bring 10 that day to come to church. You inspire them. Go to church today. Do not come and join your department. Because he has seen your weakness. Are you listening to me? Make up your mind. God, whatever you bring my way as your will for me, I'll follow. You know, that's one of the most difficult prayer to ever pray, right? Yet the most powerful prayer. Whatever you bring my way, I'll do. I'll follow. The most powerful prayer. And know that whatever plan God brings your way, whatever thing God brings your way, is for your good, not for your what? Destruction. To give you an expected end. That end you are looking for in that man and a woman, that end will come in God's will for you. Are you people blessed this very evening? Bow your heads and give God praise. Worship Him. Bless His name. Lord, we worship You for Your word. Your word is light and life to us. Our lives can never remain the same again hearing Your word. Thank You, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' gracious name we pray.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.